In this catch-up,
talk about the new TV show 13 Reasons Why, and Woody has a new jacket.
The Heidi, Will and Woody catch-up on Hit 92.9.
It's a trip, and I can bug out to it.
With Heidi Anderson, Will McMahon and Woody Whitelaw.
Will and Woods, I went away on the weekend.
Yeah.
Easter weekend to the Perth Hills.
Gorgeous.
Turned off my phone.
Wow.
For 3 days.
How'd you go?
Wow. Well, that's what I kind of wanted to talk to you guys about, what I learned about myself, which was really quite interesting because when you have that time on your own and you're in your own thoughts and you kind of can really be aware of your own actions, I was quite surprised. First one was my toilet visits were very quick.
What? Oh, yeah, right. Yeah, yeah, because you didn't have something to do.
Yep.
Yeah.
Didn't have something to do, so I was in and out.
Yep. Yeah, great.
The second thing was I snuck off to lunch one day with a girlfriend. When she went to the toilet, I was left at the table. My instant reaction in an uncomfortable situation because there was all these people around and stuff, I pick up my phone to be on it. And then when this waitress came over and she was a really bit awkward, I went to pick up my phone like, I don't need to speak to you. You know, like, I don't want to speak to
it's
you.
It's a safety thing,
I don't want
it?
Contact with the outside world. I just want the in world.
It's your comfort zone. You look at bars, restaurants, when you're out for breakfast now and you see people by themselves, they're all on their phone.
Yes, exactly. But I think it's because we're so, uncomfortable
it's going back into your little comfort zone. It's just going back into your little box and going like, oh, the world's scary. I'm just going to go back to my little safe haven.
I also found that I eat less. Like, because I eat to time. I check the time. Oh, it's 12 o'clock. I'm hungry. It must be lunchtime. When I didn't have the phone because I didn't have my time on my phone, I was not really eating as much as I nearly was.
Yeah, I did that recently. I was the same over Easter.
Yeah.
Forget to eat when you don't know what time it is.
I just didn't have my phone on me. So, I was exactly the same. Yeah, I think I had breakfast and dinner frequently.
Because you just wouldn't know. You're like, oh,
I had like a late breakfast. So I ate at like 10.
Yep.
Yeah.
And then I just didn't eat until 6 or 7.
See, we weren't
at night.
Eating dinner. We were having like a lunch, but then we weren't eating dinner.
Yeah.
It was so bizarre.
Yeah.
I think you'll probably relate to this one a lot, though, Will, as well.
Here we go.
On the way into going to this little retreat that I went to, I did a couple of Facebook posts and Instagram posts.
Great. Yeah,
literally.
I can
that's what I thought. I thought you'd definitely relate to
this. Hang on, you did posts before you got there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Why?
And I
one before you leave, one on the road.
Well, I had to promo some stuff,
stuff. Hashtag Audi. Well, hashtag Ray-Bans.
Were you scheduling posts for the time that
I scheduled a couple.
Oh my god!
And but this is the
thing.
Okay?
Why? Why did you schedule the posts?
Well, I just had to schedule so people felt that I was still in contact with them.
Did you think the minions would be like, the world is over? Why hasn't Heidi,
why have you forsaken us?
Why is it she posted for 4 hours?
Honestly.
But this is what I learned is I actually had anxiety for the first couple of hours thinking about how many likes, how many posts.
Yeah.
And then it went away. And then as soon as I drove out of this place,
you started
thinking about the posts. And it was like, oh my God, like I've got to check
and
it and this
them?
And that. And but now I feel like I've nailed it. Like I'm trying not to think about my phone so much, touch it so much, not think about real Heidi.
It's sitting
so much.
Right next to you, Heidi.
But you are
your
real
phone
Heidi.
Is sitting right there. And during every song, you pick your phone up.
Yeah, it's true.
It's kind of more of an uncomfortable thing with you two, to be honest.
Oh, there we go.
Ouch.
With our conversation.
Oh, wow.
Oh, well, you do. You know what you talk about sometimes. So I'm like, I've got nothing to add here. And when I do, you get all creeped out, Woody.
Off air, on it. Come on.
What I was thinking though is this is a challenge to myself, and you absolutely nailed it last time. You took over my private Facebook page a couple of years ago.
Did a couple of photos of my ass.
When did we do that?
That was like 3 years ago.
Down south.
Down south.
Yeah. That was quite funny actually.
Put on your G banger, took a photo of it. Beautiful.
Okay, well, don't give away the material,
but
will you take over my thing for the next 24 hours
me?
To see how I can control myself?
What do you mean?
What do you mean?
Will you take over Real Heidi for the next 24 hours?
Real Heidi. I get the power to your
minions. Because you only looked up.
Done.
Because you only looked.
So I will do Real Heidi videos.
Real Heidi videos.
Oh, my God.
Real Heidi Instagram, Real Heidi Facebook, whatever you want. I'll log out of everything.
Yes.
And I'm going to try and see. I'm going to write down how many times I think about. And
someone's going to like sit up. I'm just going to sit
up. Is it censored at all?
What do you mean?
Well, like, you know.
Facebook is censored.
Yeah, obviously. But like,
if you watch my video from the weekend, you can get away with anything.
What did you do on the weekend?
Oh, just check it out. Real Heidi. Comments are going to come rolling in.
All right, so I'm just going to sit on the end of my bed and talk about my vulnerabilities. You know? Is that the sort of
vibe? I don't always do that. And I don't always talk about sex on there. And I don't always talk about Griffo.
Hey, guys. Woody here. So, on the weekend, me in court.
Okay, so this time tomorrow, you'll reveal what you've done, and I'll tell you how many times I've thought about likes and comments.
Okay, great. Okay. I'm going to do so many videos.
Okay, don't tell me everything because I won't be able to sleep tonight. Right, I'll be like, okay, how many videos has he got up? Yeah. How many likes? How many comments have I got? Have I got new followers?
Great. I'm looking forward to this. Okay.
So there we go. Challenge accepted.
Do those posts go simultaneously on the Heidi Will and Woody page?
It's going to be flooded. I think there's going to be 20 videos.
They can reshare if they want.
Oh, if they're fortunate enough. So all in all, this is an amazing campaign for Heidi's personal social media.
we might get some new followers.
Yeah, I thought so. Okay, here we go.
The Heidi Will and Woody catch up on Hit 92.9.
Guys, I really need your honesty here. Yeah. I really do. I'm in a bad way.
What's happened?
Let's do it.
Here's the situation. And Perth, I'm going to need your help as well. Went to the Fremantle Street Arts Festival on the weekend.
Yeah, great.
Got swept up in the cool of it.
Yeah.
It was very cool.
Yeah.
Just cool people.
Yeah.
We're everywhere.
Yeah. Everywhere, are we?
They were everywhere. Oh. Everywhere you looked. It was like, you're bloody cool. Well, I felt a bit cool.
Yeah.
Because I was around the cool.
You've got to stop saying cool.
Cool people.
Kill.
So anyway, because I started thinking like, oh, hang on a second, Woody. Yeah. You've got bloody dreadlocks.
Yeah.
You've got bloody sunglasses on.
Yeah.
You're pretty cool as well, mate.
Yeah.
So I went to this stall that was at the Frio Street Arts Festival, and it was a very trendy clothing stall.
Yeah.
And a very trendy guy was running the stall. He had an amazing energy about him, and I saw this denim jacket.
Did you hook up with him?
Gosh.
I macked on with him.
Oh, shut up.
Well, that's what he says before he kisses the guy. He often talks about their energy.
Yeah. Oh, do you?
Kissed him for 15 to 20 seconds. I then stopped kissing him, popped an Eclipse Mint in my mouth, and I said, mate, I want that jacket.
Really?
Did you buy a denim jacket?
I bought a denim jacket, okay, and I felt awesome. I put it on and I was like, yes, you are Elvis.
Yeah.
You are Harry Styles. You are Zayn Malik.
Is it the same as my denim jacket?
It's not the same as your denim jacket, Wilbur.
You've got the fur on the top of yours, like the cow. Oh, no, what is it? The sheep's skin.
That's sheep's wool.
Now, my issue is in the time that's passed since I bought the jacket, I've got insecure about it and I don't think I'm cool enough.
Did you bring it?
Wheel it out.
I brought it in.
Wheel it out.
Bring it in.
Maddie, I want you to play a drone. Let's see it. Close your eyes.
You've got to go. What are you wearing?
I just got to run and grab from my.
What are you wearing? What are you wearing? What are you wearing?
Wearing
you're not wearing. Can we get some pants on him?
Someone get me some pants.
Surely someone can bring it in.
You guys close your eyes.
Jack, whip your pants off.
Close your eyes and pat.
Okay. So denim is actually really in this season. It's very trendy for those who know, and you can do double denim and triple denim, and that's totally okay. What do you reckon it's going to look like, Will? Are you talking, Will, or am I just talking to myself? I had to open my
eyes. Padding.
Okay, I was just talking about
denim. And a goat covered. Oh my god!
Check out the jacket. It is an 80s vintage stone washed denim jacket.
Okay, can I just say?
Let's go through it.
It's absolutely mint.
Oh, I want it.
It's mint.
Is it delicious?
I don't want you to wear it. I want to wear it.
I feel sexy. Okay.
Can I try it?
Sexy, but hang on.
I don't think it's the question. Suits you though.
That's my biggest concern. That is my biggest concern.
Yeah.
Am I? Will, be honest with me. You're my best mate.
Yeah.
We've been mates since bloody 2 years old.
Yeah.
You know me more than anyone.
Yeah.
Is this jacket too cool for me? Now, before you answer, this isn't the right outfit to wear with it. I put a black jumper underneath it, maybe whack the hood out the back.
Yeah.
Because it's quite.
Yeah. And some white skinny jeans.
Can I try it on?
No.
And then if Ando thinks that I look better in it.
No! No!
I think it's the only way to do it. It might not. There's a chance it might not.
No, I really want it.
All right, Ando.
We all want the jacket.
But I think it's just, if I try it on, it looks better on me, then you know that it doesn't suit you. Because I've got very different styles to you.
Do you know what? Can I just say, for your surfy kind of look with your dreads and stuff,
I think it suits you.
But Will just
wants to try
it on.
If it suits me more, then you'll know that it doesn't suit you.
Okay, so we'll chuck it on Instagram. We're going to have a picture of me. With a picture next to a picture of you.
Yeah.
We will want people to vote on our Instagram. People, I love this jacket.
I don't want to take it off your hands. I'm just the litmus test.
That's
just because I've got very different style to you.
Okay.
And so if it suits me, then it doesn't suit you.
Okay. It does make you look big.
So that's good. But think about jumper underneath. You know, put the hood
on. Okay, quickly put Will in it so I can decide. All right,
here we go.
All right, no, hang on. No, we're going to put it on Instagram. No, we're going to go to music or whatever we're doing. We're going to put it on Instagram, okay? And then people can vote on Instagram. Heidi, Will and Woody, our Instagram. Your votes are very important. This is the jacket on the line.
How much did you pay for it, by the way?
Guess.
I reckon $60.
$50.
So I was close.
Yeah, pretty close, actually. How did you get 60? Oh, it looks like a $400 jacket.
No, it's vintage, nah, and it's like been worn a million times by someone else.
It's good, it's a good jacket, though.
Stone.
Anyway, check out our Instagram.
How do you stone wash line? Put a few stones in the old washing machine. What are you?
We'll see you guys after the news.
The Heidi, Will and Woody catch-up on Hit 92.9.
Woody is on the precipice of losing an item of clothing.
You bought a new jacket on the weekend, didn't you?
I bought a really cool jacket. And like, I'll be honest, I'm not a cool guy. I'm not.
So it's vintage. You do
talk the talk a bit. Like, you've got the dreads. I can just imagine you. He would have been in Frio. He would have worn his trendiest outfit. He would have had his dreads on. He would have had his
dreads up in a bun.
Sunnies on. Yeah. He probably would have had his jeans rolled up a little bit to show a bit of sock and some sneakers.
Yeah, beautiful.
Yeah,
that's how you roll.
I know he tends to copy.
So you're a bit hipster.
Well, I'm trying. What are you wearing today, Will?
I'm wearing boots.
Oh yeah, he's wearing his riding boots.
Okay, yeah, I'll get some riding boots.
Riding boots are actually.
I bought this 80s vintage stonewash jacket, which we have
agreed.
It is an unreal jacket.
It's amazing.
Now, when I told you guys that I'm feeling a bit insecure about not being cool enough to pull off this jacket, rather than support me, you both said if we look better in the jacket, we should have.
I was supporting you though, because you said you don't want to have it if you don't suit it.
No, you've flipped my words there. You've completely flipped my words there. I was opening up and I was feeling vulnerable.
Yeah.
And I said, I don't know if I'm cool enough to pull off the jacket. Anyway,
and I loved your sexy vulnerability, Woods.
Thank you, Heidi. Now, we've put a photo up on our Instagram, Heidi Will Woody. Please go there and vote for who you think looks best in the jacket. There's a photo of all of us in there.
How's it going? What's the situation?
Well, I don't need to really be on it, but if people want to vote for me, I'd love the jacket.
Let me read the first.
I don't want to take it off your hands.
Let me read the first four. Will for sure. Will. It's really not looking good.
Please,
people need to understand. This is going to be taking a jacket off my hand. I think for the one time in my life, maybe, just maybe, I can be seen as cool, so please go to the Instagram.
I don't like that you're playing the pity card here.
Look, I'm not doing the pity card.
You're playing for a pity vote. People to honestly, objectively vote on the jacket, or do you want pity votes for the jacket?
You just
because you know
cried,
if they pity vote for you, right? Then you will wear the jacket, knowing that people have only told you you look good because they feel sorry for you.
Well,
and that's not cool.
We don't know the reason.
Can I ask you a serious question? You've never cared what people think before, so why do you care now?
Oh, Heidi. Maybe I do care. Maybe on the outside I've got a rough exterior, but inside I'm gooey.
I'm
soft like a...
You're like a caramello koala.
Like a caramello koala. So please get to our Instagram. Look, if you think I'm cool enough to pull it off, just chuck a little vote under there. Just write five letters. W-O-O-D-Y.
All right, that's enough out of you. Vote now on our Instagram.
Don't take the jacket off me.
Apparently it's 7 apiece. You versus
you're kidding.
Me. Yeah, 7
Ooh,
votes each.
Couple, oh, no, you just got another vote. What the hell?
Anyway... Vote for Woody. He needs to keep his jacket.
Well, he doesn't have to.
Looks good on me.
But hang on. I just want to make... Woody's made this very emotional plea for the jacket.
Have not.
Yeah, but it is his jacket.
I didn't know that was emotional.
I understand that. And he's pleaded to the public and gone, hey, guys, support me. But I think that we need to just realise that the reason we're voting on this is if you think that Woody looks like a bit of a dill in the jacket and it's too cool for him, then you're doing him a favour in voting for me. That's all I'm saying.
The Heidi, Will and Woody catch up on Hit 92.9.
Yo, what's going on?
It's time to get silly with Illy.
Chance to go to the world famous rooftop for the second last time on this show. You can register hit.com.au as well. If you'd like to come along, it's at Bayshed. What I can say about the gig is that it is more in demand than any other gig we've done.
Oh my gosh, there's so many people that are registering. Our phones are just continuously getting called saying, I really want to go,
Justifiably, he's an unbelievable performer. I mean, he really is sort of the prince of Australian hip-hop right now. You can go to B-Shed in Fremantle, see him exclusively tomorrow night only with us. So please keep listening. Illy's album 2 Degrees featuring Paper Cuts and the brand new single Oh My is out now. But getting a bit silly for Illy today.
Yeah.
Little thing you got to get over is this. This is what you got to do for us. And they're getting harder every day.
So you don't know this yet, Woods.
No.
Will and I were debriefing this before.
Good.
131060.
Yeah.
Give us a call. And you have to, with sound effects.
Yeah.
So just sounds you make with your mouth, no words. Describe what you had for dinner last night.
Oh, yeah. Do you want me to do that?
Yeah.
You could try.
Yeah, I had a weird one last night.
Okay.
All right.
We'll get, and then we'll
you'll
get.
Definitely, you'll actually
so this is an example.
If we guess it, if we guess what you guys call up with 13, 10, 60, then you can come along.
Okay. So we'll guess what you have for dinner.
Yeah, okay.
Chicken.
Yeah. What do you go for?
Mm-hmm.
And dip.
Boom. That's what I have for dinner. I promise you that's what I have for dinner as well. I was in a rush to, because I'm having a jar with you and I had to get to a,
right.
a gig. And yeah.
Very good. 16 minutes to 8, 13, 10, 60. If you want to get come to the world famous rooftop, describe your dinner with sound effects.
The Heidi, Will and Woody catch up on Hit 92.9.
To go and head to that gig to see Woody before him and Illy at the world famous rooftop, you got to give us a call now, 13 10 60, and describe your dinner last night in sound effects.
Yes.
We're going to move you on if we're not getting it, so let's get into them.
All right.
Jeremy from Winthrop, how you going?
Hey, lads, ladies, how
Hello,
are we?
Hello, mate. Now, you want to describe your dinner in sound effects, please?
Yeah, it's a bit cryptic. It goes moo and then bounce, 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 bounce.
Oh, okay, so I got it. You got cow and kangaroo.
No, I've got it. Oh, sorry. You're going to go cow and kangaroo?
Yeah, because it's like moo, like bounce, a, bounce.
I was going to say meatballs.
Yeah, meatballs! Yes! Yes!
Unreal! This is fun.
That was good, Will. Yeah,
thanks,
fun.
Yeah. Good job.
Good work, Jeremy.
You're coming along, that means.
Yes.
Yeah.
Double pass to go and see Illy on the world famous rooftop.
Epic. I don't think I get
that
so excited about
that. I just thought kangaroo.
Sarah from Perth, how are you going?
Good, good.
Sarah, your dinner last night in sound effects. Off you go.
Oh, okay. So chicken
with a lick.
Chicken soup.
You got it.
Yes! Fine!
You're good at this, Will. This could actually be a segment that we do every day. How fun is this?
Double pass to Sarah for the world famous rooftop. Tanner from Mandra, how are you going?
Yeah, good, thank you.
All right, your dinner last night in sound effects. Off you go.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
I'm loving it.
Casey.
No,
McDonald's.
No.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Yeah,
I'm loving it. Is it McDonald's?
McDonald's.
Yeah, McDonald's.
He's
going. Yes! This is so fun!
Okay, no, before you go, you are definitely coming along, but can you give us a sound effect for the burger that you chose last night?
Sure.
That was excellent.
I reckon you had the Big Mac.
Yeah.
Yes.
Tanner, we'll see you tomorrow night, mate. Well, have we got any more of these? Can I
want to keep
We've
playing.
Given away too many tickets.
Can we just play anyway?
Oh.
We were too good at it. We'll do that tomorrow morning. Tune in 6 a.m. tomorrow morning. That's our new early
game. For 50
bucks. Your dinner.
Yeah, 50 bucks.
Last night.
Yeah. Yes. How fun is
and
it?
And then we can do different things like, oh, now you can describe your breakfast. Oh, that's fun.
Oh, no, it's dinner's Gee better. Okay. Right. Breakfast, what is it just going to be like?
It was award-winning radio, guys. You two were so entertained by that.
I think I was so entertained by how good you were as well. Yeah.
Thanks very
You're
much.
Like,
okay.
Yeah. Man.
The Heidi, Will and Woody catch-up on Hit 92.9.
Whitelaw v. Illy, the huge FIFA game that is happening tonight. Yeah. I'm pretty bloody confident, guys. I'm going to be honest with you. He is a busy hip-hop artist. He doesn't have time.
Yeah, but you know what he does in his downtime, Woods?
Yeah, plays a little bit of FIFA. I don't care. You guys have trained me really well. You've had Perth Glory kick soccer balls at my face while I was blindfolded. I really feel like I can feel the game now. Then you had kids scorch me to get me mentally tough. Will, throw an insult at me. Chuck one at me.
No.
Go on.
No,
nice hair, Woods.
Oh.
Looks like a mop.
Yeah, see? And that just bounces off me now because I'm mentally...
That's what the kids were saying.
Tough. Anyway, right. I've organised one more little thing for myself.
In preparation.
Yeah.
Oh, you've done this, have you?
Because I figure you guys have helped me. It's time to help myself. Woody, help yourself. Okay. So I've organised a masseuse to come in... To the not that sort of, just don't play that.
What's this for?
I've organised it. Don't play the sexy music. Don't play the sexy.
Why have you? Why is it a sexy masseuse?
I'm not. No, that was you. It's not a sexy masseuse. Oh God, it's a normal hand massage. Yeah, beautiful.
A lady.
So I have got a lady coming in who is going to massage my hands and my forearms.
Because you don't know how long this game's going
to
go for.
The final hour, just to really get my hands ready. For the PlayStation game.
So she's going to be in the studio with us.
She's going to be in the studio, just working her magic on
I'm okay with her to be in the studio, just as long as we can get a little bit of work on this neck over here.
The old neck.
Hey, God. I've got to constantly put my head between you two.
Anyway, bring her in. Bring her in.
Hey, don't click at her. Are you kidding?
Bring her. How are you supposed to do it?
You don't just say, what's her name?
Bring her.
Let's start with her name.
Bring her. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. What's your name?
My name's Debbie.
Debbie.
Oh, Debbie.
Oh, Debbie.
Hello, Debbie.
Hello to you all.
Hi.
Here are my hands, Debbie.
You've done some handwork before?
Do you
lots
think?
Lots of handwork.
Oh, yeah.
These are winners for sure.
Oh, yeah. All right. Well, we're going to go to the news. Yeah.
Look at these thumbs.
This is getting downright weird.
This is what makes us different to most mammals is the opposing thumb. And this was created especially... four games.
Yeah. Oh,
absolutely. All right, Debbie, where did he find you? Ooh. This is ridiculous.
The Heidi, Will and Woody catch up on Hit 92.9.
How about this? Okay.
Yes, Woods.
If you haven't heard yet, mm-hmm. Serena Williams did a cheeky little Snapchat.
Yes.
She did.
That she has since deleted. Now, in this Snapchat, it was a shot in the mirror of a bloated stomach, a stomach that pushed out a bit.
A baby belly.
Not bloated.
And the comment was 20 weeks.
Yeah.
So she's definitely not bloated.
Yeah. I've drawn the dots there and I've gone, I know what you're doing there. You're saying you're 20 weeks pregnant.
Yeah.
Now, did a little bit of maths in me noggin, and I realised that if she's 20 weeks pregnant now, that means she won the Australian Open without dropping a set while she was 8 weeks pregnant.
It's 23 Grand Slam titles, 7 here in Melbourne. Yeah. The one, the only, Serena Williams.
Very impressive.
8.
Is that her baby when she won as well? Inside her, just
you
going
could,
like.
You could just hear it.
A little fist pump moment.
You just hear it. Put the mic to the stomach. Anyway, guys, that's pretty bloody impressive.
Well, Ando didn't think it was that impressive.
I'm still
shocked. We spoke about this earlier today.
Well,
what was your contention again? I just want to one more time.
Well, because I imagined when they first said it, I was like, oh yeah, like she probably didn't even realize she was pregnant. She could have potentially not even known.
Yeah, Serena.
If she was 8 months pregnant, whoa.
So as I said earlier to you, we need for your argument to hold water.
It definitely doesn't hold water.
We need to get over the fact that she has won the Australian Open without losing a set.
And that's pretty
so
amazing.
So there's that bit. And then, but with the pregnancy, not as good.
Like, it's good, but I just, like I said.
Hey, Hides, I'm interested to see if you get impressed by what I've got organised here. And 131060, do call us up with impressive feats that you've done while you're pregnant.
Yeah.
But I've got my beautiful mother on the phone.
And I'd want to kiss my mum. She's an attractive lady.
Yeah. She's a really...
That is weird. Did you just say that you want to kiss
my mum's hot. I'm not going to hide behind it.
Wow.
Sorry, mum. Hi, mum.
Hello, Woody's mum.
Hello.
Sorry, I'm not sure if you've heard that before, mum. I was just having a...
Yeah, you have. Gross. That's a bit gross. Woody.
Yeah, sorry about that, mum. Nice to have you on the show. Mum, do you want to tell Heidi and Will the impressive thing that you did while you were pregnant with my older brother, Tom?
Sure. Well, I was playing A-grade hockey and I was pregnant. Mm. And so I actually felt okay. So I played up until I was 3 months and then I was actually
3 months.
I was pretty slow, and I used to play halfback. And the fullback who played behind me started yelling at me and telling me to run faster. And I just couldn't do it. and look, I guess in hockey there was a bit of safety issue around the ball
and the sticks flying around.
Look, I did it to 3 months, but that was the end for me.
And there was a bit of a bump, wasn't there, Mum?
Sure. Yeah, of course. It was a bit of a bump, but nothing too obvious.
Impressed, Heidi?
I don't know why, but maybe it's because I have a connection with your mum that I'm like, wow, that's impressive. You've turned me, Woody.
What do you think, Mrs. Whitelaw, about Serena winning 8 weeks pregnant, I mean, Australian Open?
She is an unbelievable athlete, and to do that in the heat.
Yeah.
And to pull it off,
God,
not
it was so
losing
hard.
A set is an extraordinary feat. And look, you know, some people have terrible pregnancies and they're extremely unwell and very tired. And for other people, they absolutely fly. And I think it's just a very personal response to pregnancy. So some people are lucky, some people aren't. But for Serena to do that,
for Serena and yourself, you know, just you know, do it all.
So it was pretty amazing then.
Yeah.
Guys, I was not winning an international competition. I was playing local hockey.
Hey, Mum, just for the record, what were you doing when I was in you?
Oh, that's so weird.
What? In the uterus. In the guys.
In your, no, I guys. Spent most of the time with my head in a bucket.
Oh, really?
Oh, so you had a horrible pregnancy with Woods.
Actually, Tom's wasn't great either.
Oh, yeah, right. Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Well, thanks, Mum. What a woman. You sound like a Wonder Woman.
Thanks, Mum. All right, 13-10-60. Serena Williams won the Australian Open. Mum played A-grade hockey. What are you laughing at, Heidi?
But your question to your mum was one of the weirdest things I've ever heard.
What? Well, can, you guys have got your minds together.
No, I'm not thinking actually right, dirty
13,
for a 10,
60.
Are you kidding? That was dead set alarming.
What have you done impressive while you were pregnant?
The Heidi, Will and Woody catch-up on Hit 92.9.
Got Jade from Canning Vale. Hey, Jade, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Hey, Jade.
Excellent. Hey. You've done something impressive during pregnancy?
Yeah, until I was about 3 weeks pregnant, 3 months pregnant, I was plastering a 3-story school building with my husband.
Oh, wow.
And I was harnessed into an EWP while my husband was hanging off the side of a building.
Wow.
Texture coating.
Did you know you were pregnant?
Yes, I knew. My husband and I, we had a bit of problem getting pregnant. So when we found out, it was a massive surprise.
Oh,
but
congrats.
I didn't really want to wrap myself in cotton wool.
Yeah.
So I just sort of took it as it comes. But once the 3 month mark kicked in, I was pretty much bedridden until she was born.
Oh, wow. Congratulations,
wow. Well,
Jade.
Good. What a woman.
And now when she was born, was she plastering as well with you guys? You get her on a harness, swinging up there?
She definitely has the hard hat in the garage waiting for when she's on.
You know what's interesting about that, thanks, though, Will? So it was with my brother that my mum was pregnant playing hockey. My brother's the only one who played hockey in my family.
Mm.
And mum just revealed that when she was pregnant with me, she spewed in the bucket a lot. And I pretty much spew every Saturday night. So it's really, isn't that interesting? That,
oh, wow, the connection there. Was...
Gemma from Yanchep.
So interesting.
The way that your mind works.
So interesting. I was really interested to see where you went with bucket there. Yeah. I was like, what are you going to do with this?
Gemma from Yanchep, how are you going?
Good, thanks. How are you?
Hey, Gemma.
I'm good. You done something impressive while you were pregnant?
Yeah, I trekked to Everest Base Camp.
Oh my gosh.
How far along were you?
By the end of it, I was 8 weeks.
Oh my gosh. And did you know or you didn't know out there?
No, I didn't know. It was actually our guide that suggested that maybe I was pregnant and not I didn't have altitude sickness.
Oh, because of the sick.
What were you feeling when you were out there? Were you getting morning sickness?
Yeah, I was getting morning sickness, but I was getting massive headaches and everything as well, which I thought was altitude
signature
sickness.
Signature of altitude sickness, yeah.
Yeah, but at the end of the trek, our guide said, oh, I think, to my husband, said, I think your wife's pregnant. Didn't want to tell you because I wanted her to get to base camp. So.
Imagine if that conversation went the wrong way and the guy was like, oh, I think your wife's pregnant. Is that the symptoms? No, I slept with her last night. I actually stuck into a tent.
Goddamn Sherpas.
The Heidi, Will and Woody catch up on Hit 92.9.
We are asking you impressive things you've done while you're pregnant.
Yes.
The reason we're doing this is because it's come out this morning that Serena Williams was 8 weeks pregnant when she won the Australian Open without dropping a set earlier this year.
Wow.
Unbelievable stuff. Oh, there she is. Kira from Mount Hawthorne, how are you?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Hey.
Absolutely fantastic. You've done something impressive while you were pregnant?
Yeah, so I was ice skating up to about 2 weeks before my due date with my first.
Wow.
Yeah.
Weren't you worried you were going to topple over, or you were just such a good skater?
Yeah, mostly just a really good skater. So, I'm Canadian, so I've been skating since I was walking, pretty much.
Yeah.
Surely, did doctors tell you, though, Kira, this is probably not a good idea to be ice skating? Because 2 weeks before, you are full. You're popping.
I was popping. They kind of always say if it's something that you've always done and you're comfortable doing it, that it's okay to do.
Yeah.
It's you wouldn't want to start ice skating for the first time when you're...
Why not add it as part of the routine, you know, like the old belly spin?
Oh, yeah.
Carbon copper shapes into a belly spin. No one's ever seen that before.
Do any belly spins, Kira?
Belly spins. No, I like hockey skates.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but I was keeping up with the speed skaters.
Imagine figure skating.
Wow, that's insane.
Very impressive.
But that's what the doctors do say, like continue to do, I think, if it's something that you do all the time.
Or ice birth is another option for her. Imagine.
Ice birth.
Out of nowhere.
Just slide it out of there.
Oh, my God.
into the goals.
Tamara from Yanchep.
Takes the puck.
A visual.
On the way through.
How you going, Tamara?
Good, thanks.
Hey, Tamara.
I climbed to the summit in Taranaki, the Taranaki Mountain, wow. Right up to the top.
Yeah. How far along were you?
I was 8 weeks, but I didn't know, and I was spewing pretty much the whole time.
Oh, wow. So you had bad morning sickness and then nailed that hill.
Yeah, pretty much still got bad morning sickness, but all the way to the top.
Great effort,
Tam. No climbing equipment. It was awesome because my partner proposed to me at the top.
Oh, wow.
Amazing.
Congrats, mate.
Thanks for the call, Tamara.
Got a bit of a
spew on the face, probably, after he proposed.
Got Kat here from Swanview. Kat, how you going?
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good. Your mum did something impressive when she was pregnant with you?
Yeah, my mum is like my hero. She's a nurse. Oh, well, yeah. She's now an educator, but back in the 90s and 80s and 90s, she was a nurse. And back then, they didn't have as much awesome technology as they have now. And she was a cardiology nurse. And so big, massive belly at 38 weeks, she was due for maternity leave. And a patient went into cardiac arrest and she started CPR because she was the only one with that patient at the time. Patient needed to go back in for surgery, so all she could do was climb up on the gurney and continue CPR all the way down to surgery for about 45 minutes. So this big round belly.
Oh, my God.
Trying to save someone's life.
Yeah.
And I stayed in till full term, thankfully, but she told me that story ever since I was a little girl, and people have worked with my mum over the years. I think she's pretty impressive.
Wow.
Amazing. And you can just see the visual, like, going down the halls at the hospital, like, this pregnant lady on top of a guy. Like,
so impressive.
When I'm pregnant, at that stage, I'm just a sloth, and I just want to stay dead. I can't even imagine.
Kat, I reckon you can have some tickets to Table 19 as well, mate. You and
Oh, thank you, guys.
No worries. New comedy.
Have a lovely day.
Cinemas today.
Say hi to your mum.
Take your mum. Mm. Sounds delicious.
She deserves it.
Great stuff.
The Heidi, Will and Woody catch-up on Hit 92.9.
I want to talk to you guys about a Netflix TV show. Mm-hmm. So a lot of chat around it. You would have probably seen it on your Facebook feeds. Maybe you've watched it on Netflix. You would have probably seen it on the news. So it's called 13 Reasons Why. For those who haven't seen it, here's a little snippet.
Hey, it's Hannah Baker. Settle in, because I'm about to tell you the story of my life. More specifically, why my life ended. And if you're listening to this tape, you're one of the reasons why.
131060, I'd love to hear if you've watched the show and the debate that's going around the country. Now, I want to be honest with everyone here. There is a hugely graphic scene in the TV show where Hannah takes her own life. Now, we legally, as broadcasters that chat to you on the radio every day, can never describe the way that someone takes their own life because we are bound by laws and regulations and codes and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So, and I think that happens in TV and everyday life, that no one does describe the way that people do take their own lives.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the big debate. A lot of people watch. So it's 13 episodes long. They're hour long. Basically, she leaves a whole heap of tapes for everyone and who's affected and bullied her in her time at high school.
Mm-hmm.
They then listen to the tapes. And it's kind of, you see the pain the family goes through. For me, who supports, you know, and we've all talked about this on our show, suicide prevention, we're huge advocates for getting the message out there that that isn't the answer to take your own life if you are feeling, you know, stressed out or you've got mental health issues. But I sat there and watched it, and the last scene was horrific.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think that, like, you know, by the way, this is a really touchy topic. Lifeline is 13, 11, 14. Trying to talk about it on this show as much as we can in the best way that we can.
Yes.
Well, I'm just reading through now from Headspace's head of online counselling, Dr. Stephen Lester, as well as Suicide Awareness, Dan Rydenberg. Their big concern is that this has done a lot more harm than good because it gives young people someone to identify with. And I can really understand where they're coming from.
And it's funny because when we spoke about this on our Facebook page, and like I said, I've read through a lot of articles and comments and stuff, the observation that I'm making with the debate that's going on, because a lot of people are saying that it should be shown in schools to teenagers because it's all about youth suicide. Now, youth suicide is the highest it's ever been in this country in 10 years. Mm. And they say that a lot of young kids copy each other and they copycat, like you said, they identify.
Well, as soon as you put it on a TV screen, I mean, it's – because that's the big – I mean, to go and take your own life, like that is – I just can't imagine how – bad the world must seem to you.
But remember when we were in high school, how big issues but really I mean, like, felt, and bullying and all that.
So what I'm saying is if the world is that bad to you that you think the only way out of it is to leave it, like I can't imagine how much pain you're going through. And so to enable someone, to help them identify with someone, I kind of agree with these guys.
It's worrying.
I don't think it's and I think what they're saying is that they think that they've been receiving a whole bunch of phone calls. The show might have actually been doing a lot more bad than good.
And like I said, the observation that I'm getting from people, and obviously we want to hear from you on 131060, is a lot of mental health workers and people who have dealt with youth suicide before are saying this is wrong and we shouldn't be showing this to kids. But then people who are going through high school and parents and all that, they're the ones that are saying, no, we should, because I've got my child coming home who's getting bullied every single day, or my child is a bully and they're seeing the effects of this and it's stopping, you know, people taking their own lives.
I actually don't know the narrative, but 131060, I'd love to hear from the other side of the spectrum and just, you know, again, Heidi's right. There's a lot of stuff that we've got to be careful talking. I mean, we've got a responsibility as broadcasters to not let people identify with this and to not glorify this at all. So we've got a responsibility, and rightly so, to try and put this in the right light. So 131060 is the number. Obviously, huge sides of this debate both ways, but a lot of people are talking about it. It's probably a good thing to talk about as a community on the radio.
Yes.
Isn't it, Woody? Great word.
Got one.
Great word. Well done,
got
mate.
One in.
Mark me down.
But you're listening to all this.
No. I am listening, taking it in. I actually had a good conversation with a few friends about it on Tuesday night, and what we got to. I'll talk about it more up next.
Great.
Yeah. That's got me. I'll tell you what I got to with the brief conversation about it.
And if you don't want to talk about it on the radio, hit us up on our Facebook page, Heidi, Will or Woody.
The Heidi, Will and Woody Catch-Up on Hit 92.9.
13 Reasons Why. So it's a girl called Hannah, and she's actually a Perth actress who plays this character. And the whole TV show is about her. And in the first episode, you know that she's taken her own life. She leaves 12 or 13 tapes, I can't remember. And on each tape, she describes how people have treated her throughout the school. So she was severely bullied. She was sexually assaulted.
Yeah, right.
And she talks... And talks about these people on these tapes and then sends them all to them and they all listen. And so the thing that I really enjoyed about the TV show was the highlighting of bullying and its effects in schools. That I thought they nailed.
Okay.
But it's the very last episode, and spoiler alert, everyone, but how she takes her own life. It's extremely graphic. I've lost people to suicide. I found it really hard to watch. For a couple of days afterwards, I was genuinely disturbed.
Yep.
And Griffo, even my partner, spoke to me about how I was genuinely feeling, because I felt really quite low after watching it. Now, I'm someone who's been around mental health issues and I'm quite open talking about them. But for me as someone, I felt really like, wow, I don't know if I can handle that.
Yep. And I suppose that enters the realm where we've got the people from Headspace and Suicide Awareness immediately saying, and I can kind of understand this, As let's say that you put yourself in the shoes of a teenager who is watching this, and let's face it, as we were saying just before off the airwaves, when the TV shows I was watching when I was a teenager, I wanted to be those kids. Mm. I wanted to be those guys. I used to watch the OC and be like, I want to be that guy.
Yeah.
You know, like that level of maturity and perspective that you have as a 30-plus-year-old watching this TV show is not available to a teenager. Yeah. And so the great concern with all these people is that they're over-identifying with the lead character.
Yeah.
And it's like even just showing them that that is an alternative, that is an option, I think it's the wrong thing to do.
See, then there's a lot of people, Woods, that are saying on the other side of the fence that because they're showing it and it is so graphic that it's making people go, no, I definitely don't want to do that.
And
you know what I mean?
You see the impact on other people as well when you take your own life, which should prevent people from doing it. It's like, look at what this has done to the people that you've left behind.
Exactly.
All right.
I got Emily here from Auburn Grove. Hey, Emily, how you going?
Hi, good, thanks.
Hey,
how are you guys?
Good, mate. Have you seen it?
I haven't actually seen it, and personally, that's like my choice because I'm actually a suicide survivor and I'm a mental health worker.
Yeah.
So, personally, I wouldn't go out to watch it, and I have a lot of friends who've experienced suicide, so they have chosen not to watch it. And I think that's the choice you make when you do watch it.
Yeah.
You acknowledge that you know what's going to happen in the end from the first episode. So, I think also the way that it depicts how other people are affected by suicide, I think that it's a positive step because the one thing you pretty much learn in mental health work is that people don't actually realise how much it affects others and those around you. They think that it's the way out for them.
Yeah, right.
And that nobody cares about me. This is what's going to happen and that's it. Like, I don't have to worry about it anymore. They don't actually realise the repercussions for family or friends or even people who may have bullied them and not realised how hard it will affect them later. Did I actually push them to do that?
Yeah, speaking of that, Emily, that was a little bit of my concern as well. Now, I've spoken about this on the show before. I bullied people at school, and it wasn't until later in life that I really realised the effects of it and stuff. But what I worried about with the messaging in this show, and like I said, I thought there were some really great messages, and that's why I'm very on the fence, was that people are going to, the bullies and stuff, that it looks like you're placing blame that they took their own life just because of the things that they did to you. Now, that's what I worry about because I believe that taking your own life, it's your choice. And I genuinely was concerned that all these people that were left behind in this show, that then now they're going to go on and take their own lives because they, do you know what I mean? Yeah, because they felt all this guilt and shame. And you know what? I do feel guilt and shame from the things that I've done at high school and in my past.
And everyone deserves forgiveness, though. Yeah. You're completely reformed now. You're not a bully now.
Yeah, no, and it's not about me, but that's what I worried was that, and I don't know, as you as a mental health worker, what would you say to that?
I think that it's probably a good thought, but I think at the same time, like, it's okay to feel guilt and shame about bullying people or having bullied people. It's a really good feeling to have because you recognise that you've done wrong. But at the same time, I don't think the show is encouraging, like, this is your fault. I think that it does acknowledge that Hannah knew that she was taking her own life, and this is what happened.
Emily,
Can
I just ask? See, this is the thing for me. The first thing you said when you came on is like, it's your choice. If you want to watch the show, you acknowledge that it's about suicide, etc. Mm-hmm. Yeah. How old are you?
I'm 23. Okay, going on 24 next week.
So
happy birthday! Happy birthday! Next week.
Thank you.
I think that for me, this is kind of the crux of why I can't accept this as a thing, because I think that you've got to have a level of maturity to be able to make a conscious decision as to whether you are sensitive to this sort of material or not. For example, if I was even a few years younger than what I am now, I would probably have watched this show and said, don't mind it, I'm okay with it, you know, like, I can deal with anything, without fully recognising that there would have been deep and probably quite severe consequences for my mental health. Now I can look at it and go, probably not for me. Yeah. I mean, Stephen Fry, who has serious manic depression and I think is probably one of the smartest people on the planet, has now said that he can't even talk about his mental health anymore publicly because it makes him feel that bad.
Yeah.
So I don't think that teenagers are anywhere near in a position to consciously decide whether watching a show about suicide is good for them or not. I don't want to sound paternalistic or anything, but I just don't think that you're mentally prepared enough, and particularly if you're susceptible to it, to even think about identifying with a show like this.
Yeah, I mean, like, I'm actually a mum as well, so I acknowledge it from a parent's point of view. Would I want my child watching this? And to be honest, like, if my child's under 18, then I don't really think that I would probably allow them access to the show.
That's a parenting decision for every parent, but I just don't think that, I mean, like, I know that males' brains don't develop until you're 25. You're not fully developed in a man's brain.
I'm 28 and it hasn't developed yet, so I'm still.
You know what I mean?
I think there was a lot of comments, Will, that were saying this, and from a lot of parents, and some parents had given their children the choice, but they've sat there and watched it with them and they've talked through the episodes. And that's what a lot of people have been suggesting on our Facebook page.
Yeah,
if it is taught in schools, you watch it in a lesson, you watch the one episode, and then you debrief the effects
the
and the bullying.
Because the last thing you want is a kid who is really sensitive, who is susceptible to this sort of thing. And by the way, Lifeline is 13, 11, 14. If you're even thinking about something like that, like just please call them. The last thing you want is a kid who is vulnerable, who is sensitive, who is sort of even thinking about doing something as horrific as that and going in their room, watching this whole thing and seeing someone do it and go, oh, cool, well, they can do it. Like that's, I mean, that's obviously where the concern is. And I really hear it. I'm strongly empathizing with these guys. And these are professionals as well. The guys at Headspace, the guys at Suicide Awareness. And they're skyrocketing.
Having watched it, there were some key things like that you can miss when someone is depressed. And that was the big thing. Hannah seemed like she was going okay.
Yep.
And no one had seen it. So like I
but
said,
there are better ways of doing that.
100%. And it is a TV show. But the thing is, it's got us all talking. And that's what excites me in the fact that it has got a conversation that's continuing.
Yeah, okay. Yeah,
and we are talking about something that is extremely taboo in a lot of people's lives.
Yep.
And like I said, there are so many young people that are taking their life. That's not the answer. And that's, like to hear that all these young children do this, it actually breaks my heart.
Yeah.
So if you are listening and you are in that position, make sure you do call Lifeline 13 11 14 and continue the conversation on our Facebook page and be kind to each other.
Big chat. Thanks to Emily. I know you're still there, mate. Thanks for the call. Cheers.
Yep, no worries.
Have a great day.
Thanks, Sam.
Hey, good luck with all your work as well. Sounds like you're doing
some
good stuff.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, mate.
The Heidi, Will and Woody catch up on Hit 92.9.